Joining me now is Representative Ralph Norman. Representative from here in the upstate joins us. Mind-blowing press conference that you were a part of, Representative Morgan, Representative Norman, the other day on the UN and the WHO. I would have thought we were done with this pandemic stuff, but it might be just beginning. Tell me what's going on in Congress.
Well, first, great to be with you, Tara. You know, when you think it can't get worse, the things that this administration is doing to this country and leading the pack is the immigration invasion. But the WHO, the World Health Organization, is they're meeting this week. And what's happening is the Biden administration is trying to basically cede the sovereignty of America and having a voice in the World Health Organization. And, you know, China controls it, basically. And this organization began in 1948 as an advisory group. Now it's funded 88% by Bill Gates, and it's turned into a world governance organization that wants to set the parameters for the shutdown of the American economy. Everybody in Congress, both House and Senate, should be ringing the bells on this, because they're trying to lock it down where we don't have a say-so and that it doesn't go through the Senate, which is just ridiculous. And hopefully we can stop it. This is the second big news conference we've had. We're going to have more as it goes on, if we can't extinguish what this administration is trying to do, which is sell out the sovereignty of America.
Tell us under what circumstances the UN / WHO would have a say about what America does. I mean, this really is a turnover of American sovereignty to them. Tell us those circumstances.
Well, circumstances are, you know, they're trying to get the document inked up, written out, and the devil is in the details. But Tara, what it does is gives a body, a group of people led by the Secretary General, Antonio, I forget his last name, but turning the sole sovereignty of things like, one, what's a pandemic, two, what would shut down a government, including America, like the coronavirus did. Three, it takes 5% of our expenditures of health care, which is in the trillions, and it's money we don't have. And basically just turns it over to them. And that's what we're ringing the bells about and telling the administration, which is all for it. The Harris-Biden administration has been for it, and for the last 4 years they've been pushing for this. But basically just takes away our right to veto what we do in America versus what the small group that's controlled by, I would argue, Marxists and socialists tell us to do. And so I'm really alarmed that we don't have our senators involved. They ought to be leading the charge on this. All the House members ought to be leading the charge. But the American people don't know what's about to come down unless they get involved with it and call in each and every representative, and not just in South Carolina, other states as well, which they're doing. Bob Good and I put this on and had, I think Ron Johnson is involved. All the true conservatives are very concerned about this. But bottom line, it's given away all our right to say we're not, if the Asian flu or the bird brain flu comes upon the America, it's up to us to determine what's a crisis. It's got climate change in there too. You know, the funding for that, it just dictates everything we do, and it's un-American, and it's bottom line, it's taking our freedom away.
Scary stuff, Ralph Norman. I'm glad you're keeping your eye on it for us in Congress. Another thing people are shocked about this morning, it looks like Mike Johnson, our speaker, has capitulated again to the Democrats. I'm not surprised, since they kept him in his speakership. They voted en masse with a few Republicans to keep him as speaker. So I got, as best I can tell, he answers to them now. It's all very confusing on any given day. But he has backed off on this contention that you should be an American citizen to vote in American elections. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I mean, we had it combined with the CR, the continuing resolution of the funding. And for your listeners, that's just sets the numbers for our budget, which the new year begins October 1. And of the 12 appropriation bills that we should have had already decided and had, we were hoping, severe cuts, it's been just the opposite. We will get the text language today, and I'll be, you know, going to Washington. I'm on the Rules Committee. We'll see what he's proposing. But it takes out the SAVE Act, which is basically just ensuring that you're an American citizen before you vote. It's per the Constitution. We passed it in the House. When we combined it with the continuing resolution, which Trump is all for, and he's exactly right, this should not even be a point of discussion. It ought to be a given. And it's just, we'll find out exactly what it is today, and it's, I hear the fundings, they want to run it through December 20th. You know, what we had proposed was, and what I, one of the best, I don't like continuing resolutions, but it is what it is. The worst thing that could happen is turn the checkbook over to Chuck Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries and really Mitch McConnell and let them do what they will, which is spend our hard-earned tax money and like they wish and blow the budget out of the water. The House of Representatives is in charge of the budget, not the Senate. So we'll see what happens today. But to not have the Secure Our Elections, the SAVE Act, is mind-boggling to me.
It's just so strange because Mike Johnson's come out. He's pushed this. He's done all these interviews. We're going to attach it. We're going to make sure that if they want their government funded, then we have to verify that people are citizens before they can vote. And then he just up and gives up on it in the last minute.
Well, the linchpin that he's not willing to do is shut down the government. And I'm sorry, if we can't sign off on free and fair elections by American citizens, not illegals. And I would add this too, Tara, why do you think the 15 to 20 million illegals are here? They're not over here teaching Bible study. They're over here to vote. Three flights came into Spartanburg County to give you just an idea how massive this thing is. And it's going to be a tough election. We can't argue after the fact. That's why it's so important to include it. And, you know, if it shuts the government down, so be it. Everybody's scared of losing their seat. I'm sorry. This is one. If any voter disagrees with this, then send us all home. That's how it ought to be. But I don't know. It's mind-boggling that he's given up on this. He's just not willing to fight. He's risk-averse. I like the man. He's honest. Is he an upgrade from McCarthy? Absolutely. He didn't have side deals, and he wasn't quoting figures of budget numbers and then coming back and really having a different number. But you can't be risk averse. Anybody that's ever been in the business arena or in the broadcasting arena, as you are, you've got to take risk. And this is for the sovereignty of this country, both in our elections and both with the World Health Organization.
I got to ask you very quickly because we're up against a break. You said three of these flights flew. I'm not surprised that they flew into Spartanburg with these illegal immigrants. Could you tell us a little bit more about that, or when was it, or more details?
Yeah, I think it was 2 months ago, we got word they were there. I sent one of my men down there, and they're doing it not just in South Carolina, in red districts, in conservative districts, but in the Social Security offices, the Medicaid, Medicare offices. They're giving you applications to register to vote. Now, you have to check the box that you're an American citizen. That's a given. But if you don't enforce it, and that's what the SAVE Act does. It gives benchmarks to enforce and puts penalties in place for those who let it, go by and don't enforce the fact that they're in the citizen. It's like saying, I get caught for speeding and I claim I'm going 50 miles an hour. Well, what's the radar say? That's all the SAVE Act does. It puts parameters in place to enforce it. And that's the debate, which is, again, hard to believe.
It is. And look, we really need this. We just had the Arizona Supreme Court say, well, 95,000 non-citizens can vote in federal elections. Here we accidentally registered them as citizens. It's illegal for them to vote, but we're going to let them do it anyway, because gosh darn. I mean, that's precedent right there. That happened going into the weekend. That's terrifying. You no, they can't vote. I don't understand it. It is illegal under federal law to vote in a federal election if you're not a citizen. And then a court out there just says, well, you know, we got a Democrat Secretary of State. He's all fine with it. So, yeah, just let him vote. No biggie.
Well, it's like it's crazy. It's like saying, you know, you can have a little bit of cancer, but that's OK. No, you get it out and you root the cause of illegals who are taking advantage of the system. And that's why they're here, though. I mean, I get asked a lot, why is Biden doing this? It's very simple. Power. They want to retain yep. power, and they're doing it at the ballot box.
Absolutely. And they're trying to establish, as we just saw this weekend in Arizona, I'm going to talk more about this coming up, Congressman. They're trying to establish, hey, if you're an illegal, you still have a right to vote here. And that's what that ruling in Arizona did. They will build off of that. But for right now, we have to contend with the fact that illegal immigrants and non-citizens will be voting in Arizona and could be the deciding factor, not just whether that swing state goes for Trump, but ultimately whether Trump can win the presidency. That's where we are this morning. It's nuts.
Well, it goes to this, too. Who wants another 4 years of this? The question is really simple. If you liked what's happened the last 4 years and want four more years of this, we won't have a constitutional republic.
No.
You know, that we've always had. It's to be honest, it's that bad. And if you're better off, and the same question, do you really think you're better off now than you were under Trump, whether you like his personality or not? I think the answer is pretty clear.
Amen to that. Representative Ralph Norman, thank you so much for stopping by this morning on 98.9 WORD.